blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkradio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders. Welcome to another podcast over on blogtalkradio.com/traders network live. We're back at it, guys. We're also streaming over at ticker.tv/headstreet. Come check us out. We'll be doing this at least 3 to 4 times a week podcast with the streaming also. It's good. Right now, I want to go over a couple things. Right now, we're doing a live scan to see what's going on for next week. Maybe the market be a little better than it has been doing. It's been a little shitty of late. But we've been on a hell of a run for the last, 7 years. But also, the last, 3 months has been really well. So, let's just see what pops up for us. We're still going to have that an occasional couple great stocks are going off the wall. But overall, be a lot of red. But today's a lot of green, though. One of our favorites, as you know, is GLUU. That's up nice. And here's your occasional breakouts, which is ICLB. Let's check out the chart on this, see if it looks at it. Looks like our pattern. So we'll go down to the chart. First, let's do level 2. Now let's do the chart. You're wondering what software I use. I use equityfeed.com. One of a great sponsor of the podcast, equityfeed.com. You want a trial, they'll give you 14 days, no credit card required. Check out all the data they offer. It's unbelievable. This is pretty much the pattern we look for, right, guys? We love this pattern. Does nothing, then has a little walk-up period, and it breaks out. Look, no action. Then it looks like Action Jackson over here, right, guys? Let's just check out this trend. This is what we actually look for. This is beautiful. This action right here, this is nice. Even to the right here, this is pretty much. Then again, and it goes up again, and again, now it's starting to fade out, like right here. Yeah, it's starting to fade out. Because that little curve, though, this little divot, if you will, maybe it goes on, maybe it closes strong. Let's just check out the level 2 on this. For you guys who don't know me, I am Michael Hall. And I started Headstreet Trading around 2012. We've been growing at a rapid pace for the last year and a half. I got people messaging me. Hold on, guys. People trying to figure out how to find the stream. This is level 2. As you guys know, I started Headstreet Trading in 2012. Wanted to help new traders learn how to trade. I didn't have a mentor when I first started. I started back in 2003. So I went through a lot of hard times, a lot of good times. And when I first started, I didn't even know what I was doing. I just got really lucky. I was one of those. And then I got a huge cocky. I was cocky as hell. Big freaking ego. I thought I was Gordon Gekko, which I wasn't. Clearly wasn't. Because I didn't go to jail. But that's another story. But so overall, I pretty much, you know, got a huge ego. I thought my shit didn't stink. So this is really before internet took off. So it wasn't no Twitter. It wasn't no Facebook. We had the Yahoo message boards and AOL chat rooms. So it was very, very small of us. It wasn't a lot of people like it is now. It was very small. So everybody knew everybody. So we always talked shit to each other. It was hilarious. But nobody knew what we were doing, though. Some people maybe did, but I didn't. I got my first computer in 2013, 2001 when I graduated high school. So you can see I wasn't really that advanced in the computer stage, but I learned the trade. But I first started with a ShareBuilder account. I don't know a lot of people who started with ShareBuilder. I started with them. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just buying big name stocks, like AT&T, really big name stocks. Cutters when they're Supercuts when they're public. Whole bunch of things, and lost a lot of money. I dropped out of college. So pretty much dropped out of college. Went to Wall Street. Lost everything. I mean, I lost freaking everything you could possibly freaking imagine. And I walked into this firm like, I'm going to make millions of dollars and fall down the tubes. So I didn't start trading, though. I actually had to learn how to trade. So I started reading books, autobiographies, people's life stories, just anything just to get some knowledge, because I'm a big knowledge buff. So I learned how to trade. And it took years. I really started to take off around 2006. I had some really big plays in 2006 that really helped my account out to able to do this for a living. And here we are now in 2015, and Headsheet Trading is growing rapidly. We're a strong community, brand new website on the way. It's being updated. I'm changing my business model. I'm changing everything. This is really going to be a fun time for Headsheet Trading. I enjoy what I do. I love teaching. And I want to help traders. Because so many new traders fall into the lines of end up buying like really crappy companies when you first start because their accounts are so small. So they're pretty much just forced to buy like crappy companies, and you lose all their money. I want to change that. I don't want you to learn how to like trade crappy companies. I want you to trade because there's some really solid stocks over in the Nasdaq. They're like $1 to $2, maybe $3 a share. And you can buy a decent amount of money with and able to make decent money part time or even full time. I don't care if you work. You don't have to do this full time. You could trade a couple days in a week, a couple hours, maybe 2 to 3 days a month, and you can make a good enough money. You can maybe extra income. Or if you really get addicted to most people doing this stuff, you can do this full time. The sky's the limit. Now, it's hard when you first start out, right? Because trust me, I know, I've been there. But the question is, do you have what it takes? Because here's some mistakes that a lot of traders make in the beginning. I was one of them. Going unprepared. Every stock you trade, you should be prepared, right? Now I know that. Lack of proper tools. The tools you need to become a decent trader. Going too big. When you buy too many shares. When you don't know what you're doing, because you want to make a lot of money. Averaging down. That's a big no-no. If you don't know what averaging down is, that's fine. I'm here to help you. When you're buying into a stock, you're in a position, your position goes down, so you buy more shares to make your average lower, so you actually go green instead of being red, and the stock goes down more. Then you average down again, and the stock can keep going and going down. So if the stock... So if the stock is going down, get out. That goes to not cutting your losses. So many traders get so emotional, which I would teach you not to be emotional. This is an emotional game. Your adrenaline starts pumping, your heart starts racing. Are you going to make money or are you going to lose money? Your mind goes haywire. So people always think the stock's going to come back. The stock's going to come back, but it doesn't. So you don't cut your losses. I actually recommend using stop losses. I actually recommend those. Those are there in place to help you keep your money. Because how do you become a very successful trader? Actually having capital to trade. Vengeance trading. I have a student of mine who's been doing that lately. And you know who you are. When you lose a stock, you just go buy another stock because it looks good. And you lose on that stock. So then you go, I got to make this money back. So what you do is you double down. You buy more shares. So you make the money back you lost, and you make more. it's like, say you lose $400. So right away, you're like, okay, I need to get a trade really quick to make $400 back to replace that. And you're really emotional when you're doing this. It's vengeance. And you can blow your account up real quick doing this. All these things right here, from 1 to 6, are things that every trader makes in the beginning of his trading career. The ones who become profitable are the ones that learn from these mistakes. Are you going to learn from these mistakes? I don't know. But I'm going to help you, guide you through this. You have a chance to learn from these mistakes. Never repeat the same thing over and over. You're going to learn from it. It's like the definition of insanity. You keep on repeating the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. If you did it the first time, it failed. If you do it again, it's going to fail again. It depends what you're doing, but most of the time, it's going to fail again. So you've got to learn from this. So how are you going to learn from this? Well, I'm going to show you. By building a strong watch list. A watch list is pretty much your lifeline. Without a strong watch list, you're going to go to shit very quick. This is very beginner stuff right here. This is the first time I'm streaming. Decided to stream for a good half an hour. The next week we're doing a 2-hour stream with a 1-hour podcast. So that's going to be fun. So come over to my watch list right here. This is my watch list. These are stocks that I have on watch. You can see VLTC, CLNE, which is now over 10. A couple weeks ago, I was around 6. These are all the stocks that I watch on a daily basis, and I add to them daily. I add to them. Every night, when you scan for stocks to trade, add them to your watch list. Now, building a successful watch list. Now let's get to that. Well, what sectors do you want to trade? Me personally, I'm a huge trader on oil, so energy, the whole energy market, from energy, from petroleum all the way to fuel cell, all the way to like solar. And I'm a bio guy. I love FDA plays. I love drugs. So right now we're looking at level 2. So let's finish the watch list real quick. So pretty much, what sectors you're going to trade. I don't believe in diversify whatsoever. If you have a small account, you're not going to be able to be very diversify. What I mean by, I know everybody tells you, well, you get diversification. You have to diversify. You have to like really spread your money around. If you don't have a lot of money to begin with, you're just killing yourself to begin with. You're killing yourself. So just buy what's hot. If ICLD is hot that day, you buy that stock that day. You pretty much look what sector it's in. If this is hot, I'm sure another stock in that sector is going to be hot as well. It's kind of like when fuel cells went off with bananas, like Plug, FCEL, BLDP. When fuel cell was really hot, they all took off. When biotech was really hot, you have OREX, ARNA, HCMP, just to name a few. They all went GENE, they all went bananas, right? All those stocks went nuts. VLTC, like right now, bio stocks are so hot. They've been hot for the last like 3 years. The FDA has been improving more companies than ever before because they got to pump those drugs out there now. Because they're a dying breed now with all the healthcare stuff going on. So they got to pump those drugs out because they're competing with medical marijuana now. This is how you build a watch list. Just buy sectors that are moving. If oil's moving, you're only buying oil. If bio's moving, you're only buying bio. So you don't go decide to buy Vodafone when oil's moving, right? Because who cares about AT&T? Who cares about Vodafone? Those are just the name of stocks that most people over the age of 45 own, because most IRAs that are actually invested for you own stocks like General Electric, Vodafone, AT&T, Citigroup. Just to name a few. You don't want stocks like that. Those, unless you want dividends. And who cares about dividends when you already have like a $5,000 or $10,000 account, even a $2,000 account? How about a $500 account? You're trying to grow that. You don't really care about dividends. You need money now, right? So how to grow that without with not a lot of risk. All you need to do is study your ass off and take your time. You don't have to rush. You don't have to trade every day. You don't have to trade every month. It's all about learning curve in the beginning. There's really, honestly, there's about a 6 month, about 6 month learning curve, 3 to 6 months, so you really understand what you're doing. And then another 3 months of actually doing it. And then after that, pretty much a year. After a year, you're more comfortable with yourself trading. Then you'll start to see more better results. That's what I believe. So, right now, we're looking at the level 2. A lot of my students don't even use level 2, which is baffles me, really. They're all about the charts and stuff. I'm an old school guy. I'm in my 30s. So I love to read the tape. I'm a big tape guy. Certain things. Say I watch the times and the sales, the price and the shares. If big orders come in, like huge orders, like 10, 20, 30,000 shares, I write it down and I write the price. So I know later on if I get into the stock, I know where the resistance is actually going to be. Say the stock's down 10 cents. For example, For stop losses, I know they're going to get triggered. Say if they're going to stop losses, I know where they're going to be triggered at. Say 235. There's a lot of shares at 235. And now we're at 225. Maybe 225 to 220 is going, when the stock is coming down, is going to trigger a lot of stop losses. So we're going to flush. So we're going to end up going to possibly 215. 215, 210. That's where I look to get in. Then I'll ride the momentum back up. That's what I do all day. I love level 2. I'm a master at this. See, 2 seconds ago, it was a 225. Now we're back up to 233. Probably that actually happened. You got to learn how to ride the pops and the drops. My strategy, I perfected at hedge trade trading, is the drop and pop strategy, where you look for stocks with a lot of liquidity, because you need liquidity to trade. And you look for a decent trend. The stock has to actually have good momentum. And you look for high volume stocks that has that liquidity. You look for a decent drop in price, maybe 10, 7 cents, 15 cent drop. And you buy into that. And you ride the pop back up. Right now, we're looking at, for podcast listeners, we're looking at ICLD. It's at 232 with a 233 ask. And it's very thin right now. Extremely thin. On the ask side. It goes from 233 to 230, 237. That 234 ends up turning into be 233 anyway. What's one penny, you know? You gotta factor those in. So you just look at the boxes. So pretty much there's three orders at 232, and there's one at 233. You just watch it fluctuate. Level two is awesome. You pretty much see what people are willing to bid it at, and what are people willing to sell it at. It gives you all the prices. Okay, every single market maker. This is top-notch line software, top of the line. Look at that flash right there. Let's see, let's call this real quick. 234, 235. It's 236 are popping up now. Here comes 237 about to happen. Maybe. See if anybody's actually watching the stream. One viewer. Could be me. I'm viewing it. That's me. Somebody was there. All right. This is a chart. Beautiful chart in ICLD. This is a strong level 2 right now. 237, 238, 239 is about to pop up. All right. We just wow, 244, 245. We possibly could see a 250 close. Where is he? 250. People take a profit right now. Anybody viewing? Nobody. All right. Maybe I should get more advance warning next time. Time right now is 3:50. Oh, battery's low, shit. Time right now is 3:53. Market's about to close in a few minutes.
No.
All right, I'm back. Maybe. All right. Alright guys, I'm back. Sorry about that. Somebody drove in my cul-de-sac. The dog's going nuts. Got a boxer, so he goes haywire. Like I said, there's 250, 251. Saw it coming on the level 2. Level 2 training is the best training in the world. Can we see 260 close? Hey guys, can you hear me? Let me know. Right now we're looking at ICLD. Looking for a strong close. Right now it's at 254 with the 255 ask. We're looking for a 260 close. Up 68%, 14, close to 14, close to 15 million shares traded. Thing is balling. Balling! This is my first stream ever, so please bear with me, guys. I'll get better as the time goes. Hope you're having a great time on the podcast over on blogtalkradio.com/ Traders Network Live. This chart is just bananas. Look at this trend right here, guys. Up. Oh, I love this shit. What's going on? Whew. It broke through the 260s. Can we see 270 close? Can we see a 270 close? That would be sick. It's there. So he wants that 270. 270 is trying to pop up. Can this break 265? It's starting to fade. There's about 3 minutes left in the day. Yeah. Look at that. Zero drop frames. Comcast internet is the best, guys. Oh. Two 90 seconds left in the show, guys. Appreciate you guys, who guys who came on the podcast and on the live stream. More live streams to come. I might live stream again later on tonight to get more people in here to have a little show. We're not going to see 270, but we might see 265 close. Maybe. What's going on? Well, we might see it. 269. Can we see the 270? Maybe. About 10 seconds left in the market. Oh, they're cock blocking it. Oh. You could see 270 after hours. And we're close.